The king stood nearby, surrounded by his loyal Dynaco pit crew.
"You sure made Dynaco proud, King," said Dynaco's owner Tex to the longtime champion.
"My pleasure, Tex," the king replied.
The king's wife snuggled against his fender.
"Whatever happens," she said gently, "you're a winner to me, you old daddy rabbit."
"Thanks, dear," the veteran said lovingly. "Wouldn't be nothing without you."
Then he rolled over to McQueen, who was surrounded by adoring fans. The king knew that McQueen was arrogant, but he respected McQueen's talent. He wanted to help the kid.
"Hey, buddy," the king said once the reporters had cleared away. "You're one gutsy racer. You got more talent in one lug nut than a lot of cars got in their whole body."
"Really?"
McQueen felt flush with pride.
"The king sure knows quality racing when he sees it," the rookie thought.
"Oh, that's...
But you're stupid,"
the king finished. McQueen blinked.
"Excuse me?"
"This ain't a one-man deal, kid," the king said. "You need to wise up and get yourself a good crew chief and a good team. You ain't gonna win unless you got good folks behind you and you let them do their job like they should. It's like I tell the boys at the shop. It's about everybody coming together and doing the best they can."
Yeah, that is spectacular advice," McQueen said absently. He wasn't really paying attention to what the king was saying. He was too busy picturing himself as the next Dynaco car, his face on the cover of magazines, his signature on the side of the company helicopter, fame, fortune, and more piston cups than he could fit into his enormous mansion. And it was all starting right there, right then, with that win.
"Thank you, Mr. the King."
Just then, music sounded over the PA system.
"Ladies and gentlemen," Bob announced, "for the first time in Piston Cup history, a rookie has won the Piston Cup," McQueen shouted.
"Yes!"
Revving his engine, he drove forward, bursting through the victory banner. He struck his finish line pose, mugging for the crowd.
"We have a three-way tie," Bob finished.
Confetti cannons burst, showering bits of paper through the air like snowflakes. The king and Chick drove forward to join McQueen.
"Oh, boy," Chick said as he cracked up.
"Hey, McQueen," he taunted. "That must be really embarrassing."
McQueen scowled. "Piston Cup officials have determined that a tiebreaker race between the three leaders will be held in California in 1 week," Bob announced. McQueen was shocked. He couldn't believe that he hadn't won.
"Hey, Rook," Chick whispered to McQueen. "First one to California gets Dynaco all to himself."
McQueen slunk away, dejected.
"First one to California gets Dynaco all to himself," he muttered. "Oh, we'll see who gets there first, Chick."